Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Common sentiment yesterday was, it's about time.
Yeah, man.
When Major League Baseball announced the competition committee, the final vote from the teams, that they will be implementing the so-called robot umpires, the automated ball strike challenge system that was tested in spring training this year. They used it in the All-Star game. It's been used in the minor leagues since 2019, and it is coming to Major League Baseball next season. For anyone who hasn't been following this closely throughout the year, here's how it worked. Each team gets two challenges at the start of every game.
Intruders must be destroyed. Self-destruct initiated.
Freaking me out.
No, there's actually going to be a human still calling the balls and strikes behind the plate.
I thought it was like C-3PO would be behind the plate.
But if you think that human made a bad call, the catcher, the batter, or the pitcher, and only those three players have the option to immediately initiate a video review. Has to be done right after the pitch. You can't wait. The dugout can't yell and say, challenge that. You have to immediately go tap your head and go, I want that reviewed.
The first thing I thought of when I saw it was, all right, who's going to cheat and how? What's the best way to do it?
The idea is the immediacy of it is what keeps anybody from cheating. You won't have time to signal anything to anybody because if they don't immediately ask for it, it's too late.
What is immediately?
Two seconds? Pitch is thrown. Catcher has the ball. And you're like, as he's getting ready to throw it back to the pitcher?
You tap because your buddy in the dugout just gave you the... what is it?
How does the buddy know in the dugout, though?
He's watching on an iPad. I don't know. I really have no idea. You're telling me it can't be done? I'm telling you it can and probably will. And
they'll find a way.
The number one suspect is going to be Dave Roberts and the Dodgers. I'm positive they're going to find a way to game this system somehow.
Now, if you get your challenge right, and they will show it on the video board at the stadium and on television, like a tennis out-of-bounds lines review, quickly will show it, and they will decide whether you were right or wrong. If you were right, the call will be overturned, and you will keep that challenge. If you are wrong, you will lose one of your two challenges. Once you've lost both of them, well, you're out of luck until at least extra innings when each team gets an additional challenge in extra innings if the game goes that long.
Yeah, and if you get them right, you just keep them and you keep rolling, right? And they interviewed, I think it was Aaron Boone, and they asked him, hey, so how are you going to decide? Because you got some guys in we have some guys in our lineup. Manny, every time there's a play, Crony, every time there's a play, they always point to the dugout. I'm like, bro, everybody on TV could see their foot was on the bag, and you're pointing at the dugout.
Like, no, you didn't see what I saw.
Right? So there are going to be those guys that, the manager, Aaron Boone's like, yeah, there's going to be some guys I'm going to have to shame before literally, he said shame them before the game. Like, you're not allowed to do it. You can't do it.
So a lot of minor league teams have forbidden their pitchers from challenging. It's all for the for that side of it, they say only the catcher is allowed. They're not as emotionally invested.
Yeah.
They have the, you know, they always have the same view as the umpire, and they only allow their catcher to make those challenges. That's a, you know, team by team decision. Some teams will say, don't do it in the early innings. You obviously want to wait for higher leverage situations, or obviously pitches that you're more confident that are going to be correct. I mean, if you know you're right, if it's right down the middle and the umpire just, you know, closed his eyes and ball.
Which happens.
Yeah, which happens. You can fairly confidently challenge one of those and move on. And that'll be nice to correct things. The one criticism that people still have, if you're going to do it, why not just go all the way in?
I know.
If you can cure cancer, doctors don't go, but we can only cure two a day.
Right.
And you have to immediately say, I'd like my cancer cured right away when you're at the doctor's office.
Right. Just do it.
If you can do it, just do it and be accurate every single time. But that's not how they're going to do it.
Pitchers are way too emotional. Imagine Nick Pivetta. I mean, holy smokes. They're just way too emotional out there. Catcher. I think it should just be catcher, hitter, and I bet you teams do employ that. Like, nah, dude.
Yeah.
I know that you think you caught the corner. You didn't. So let, you know, let Ben back there make the decision and, you know, hope he makes the right decision. So thing is, man,
you tell Max Scherzer, you know, you can't challenge anything.
You're not challenging anything. They showed guys like Alejandro Kirk yesterday, who is so good, Ben, at presenting the ball. Bringing the ball up into the strike zone, up into the strike zone, up into the strike zone. Here's the other thing that you have to think about, the chess match of it. So
now it won't eliminate framing entirely.
No, it won't.
There will still be missed calls.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like you can't challenge. There'll be games where you're out of challenges, and all of a sudden it's all on the umpire after that. So it's not getting rid of some of the things that make baseball baseball.
No.
And that's, I think, why they have this compromise solution.
But the thing is so you go into a series knowing, hey, man, we're going up against Austin Hedges, who is an elite framer. We're going up against Alejandro Kirk, who's an elite framer. Keep that in the back of your mind as you, the hitter, are up there and you're like, oh, God. You know, it's going to be that makes it. If you have an elite framer, I think it still makes it difficult because you're like, was that a strike or did that dude bring that back?
Doesn't ever see the framing. The batter is the only one on offense who can challenge.
But still, they're so borderline.
The batter is just going by his own feeling. It's amazing how well some guys do know the strike zone.
It's absolutely incredible.
As a batter.
It's incredible.
You know, they never look at the umpire, but the second one is an inch off the plate, they look back and go, what are you doing, man? I mean, there are guys who are the opposite. They'll look back all the time, like, that was clearly a strike. Why are you looking at the umpire? But there are guys who know the strike zone so well, and they can't see whether the catcher's framing it or not. They're just watching the pitcher throw it by them, and they go, I took that because it was clearly inside by about 3 inches. I know you called that a strike, but it's not a strike. How confident are you to let that batter then use their gut feeling, which is the only way they can do it, is use that gut feeling like, I know that wasn't a strike.
Yep.
I took it. I know that wasn't a strike. I'm challenging it. And when do you use those precious challenges? Does there have to be like a 3-2 count? Does there have to be guys on base? Is it a situation where you want to do it with nobody out because it could start a big inning? Or with two outs to extend an inning? Otherwise, you know, you're heading back to the dugout. It is, it's going to be very interesting and change the calculus of baseball next season.
Good. Good. Good, good, good. Less excuses. You know, just take some of that emotion. Take some of the preferences of an umpire away, right? You hear it all the time. Oh, this guy's got a low zone. This guy's got a high zone. This guy will give the pitch down and away, won't give it in.
But that'll still be important.
It will be.
If an umpire has a tendency to call low ball strikes, and you get a low ball and it's called a strike, you're going to probably be more inclined to challenge that. Hey, I know this umpire. He misses a lot of calls low. I think he just missed one low again. Is that reason then, or more reason, to do a challenge? Because you know your umpire and you know their zones and you think they're wrong some of the time.
Yeah.
It's all going to be part of the factor, and a very complicated one. There will be embarrassing moments for players next season, right, Paulie? I mean,
you're going to look 100%
like
a fool. But You know, I, again, just if
as long, I do like the catcher only.
Yeah, if I was running a team, I'd be like, hey man, I love you, but let's let him do it. You know, back there. For
we
sure.
love Nick Pivetta.
He doesn't challenge, and you don't like it. You guys take it up with each other in the dugout afterwards, figure it out, get on the same page. But that seems like the smartest way to handle it.
Yeah, I think so.
Love Nick Pivetta. He seems like he's too emotional to make that decision right after the pitch.
Correct.
The way he reacts.
I'd say, I mean, but again, you know, those pitchers, a lot of them know the zone.
I wouldn't want Joe Musgrove doing it. He's emotional.
All of them are.
They all are. Every single
every one of them. Every one of them Dylan is emotional. Cease. Michael King's emotional yes. as hell, you know? I do. I like that idea. And we could talk to, next time we talk to Shilty or, you know, next year, that's a good question to ask. It's like, all right, I'm sure you've thought about this. This thing's going to absolutely happen right now.
Good question to ask pitchers.
Yeah, great question to ask pitchers. Like, are they going to take it out of your hands? Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be better. I think the game's going to be better for it. I don't think we'll notice after a while. You know, it's not just like the pitch clock. Pitch clock was really, really helpful to baseball. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm excited for it.
Mike Schilt did get asked about it yesterday before the game, and he had some kind of funny comments. He says, I think it's going to save the manager some money. We're going to have to work really hard to get ejected. Now, with replay, you can't argue against New York. That's a big fine. And now you can't yell at an umpire for balls and strikes because, well, just challenge it if you don't like it. So there's really nothing left for managers to go out and argue anymore. You can challenge pretty much everything now.
You're talking about, you know, hitters being, and some of them know the zone so well. You know what always really surprises me is how the manager from that view knows exactly if it's a ball or strike. It's bananas. Yeah. Like, there's no, if you've ever sat in that view and you look, you're like, I have no idea. And
looked okay.
It looked up, but it might have been.
I mean, you can do up, down really well.
Up, down's
you can
easy.
See, but side to side, you should have no idea yet.
But they do.
Mike Schilt looks at him like, that was an inch outside. You're in the dugout like
how do you
300
know that?
Feet away.
Like, there's no way. It's the worst view you could have.
Does he have a monitor right behind, like
no.
right next
no,
to him?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he does.
I don't think so.
I think he's looking at the reaction of his players. Who he knows which ones know the strike zone the best, and if they react quizzically, then he reacts angrily. He's triggered. It's like, okay, that's my guy knew it. Now I'm going to get mad at the umpire.
We got some lunatics in the chat today that are they're talking about framing. Do you guys agree with me or them? I think the art of framing has never been better. I think these guys are wizards at it. I think artistically. Remember the guy back in the day that would just pull it, you know, he just yanks it back over or pulls it down real quick. The way that they do it now, presenting the glove down and then catching it out in front and boom, spotting it, that's art to me. Like, it is. Try it with your son that's 7 and try to do that. And I can do this one where I'm squatting and he throws me a high fastball and I go, and I yank it down. That's
like
different.
Try
to put it on the ground, he present it, and then pop it in the zone at the right time.
I feel like the guys who really do it well now, it's not even moving the glove. It's a twist.
It's a twist.
It's a twist that turns what was a ball that was a half inch outside into one that's on the strike zone.
It's so beautiful, dude. It's
beautiful. But it still will be an art because the team that can steal more strikes puts more pressure
100%.
On the other team to make more challenges,
100%.
Which is going to be difficult. So it does not take framing away.
No.
It will still be a major part of the game. You want to frame as many strikes as possible and force the other team into as many decisions and challenges, because if you do, well, there's a better chance they're going to be wrong on one of them and lose one of those challenges, which can be come into play later in the game if they do so. So it's not, framing's not going away. It won't be quite as valuable, but it will still be valuable for a team to have a good framing catcher.
Well, and it's, you know, it's the arguments that you have every year of, you know, why do they do this with this knee down? The reason that they do this stuff, guys, is because it works and because it's better. They don't do it because it's worse. They're never going to purposely do something because it's worse. They do it because it's better and helps you steal more strikes over the course of a season. So that's why they do it. And the guys that are really good at it are artists at it. Alejandro Kirk is an artist at it. I mean, truly, he is brilliant at it. Freddie Fermin, not so much. He's not. Diaz, not so much at all. You know, you can tell the difference when you watch a really, really good catcher and when you watch one that's good, serviceable, you know, fine. But it is really, really something, man, to watch these guys.
All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, don't do this. And I've got a college basketball coach, a younger coach, who apparently is a new Bobby Knight in the making. The details of this one,
that's
pretty shocking.
It's not a good thing.
Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. We'll get to that and more coming up after traffic with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, happy Wednesday to you guys out there. Man, I'm so excited, getting ready to go play a big baseball tournament here in a few weeks and trying to get my body right and ready. And I realized yesterday I could not have even attempted to put this thing together and go do it had it not been for QC Kinetics. I was not able to play ball, was not able to swing even a wiffle ball bat at one point. And thanks to them, doing all the things that I love to do, filling my life with my passions. Weekend warrior, 100% weekend warrior. I couldn't even do that without QC Kinetics because I could not swing a bat. I could not even pick up a bat. Went in and got the advanced cellular treatments, helped my body heal and restore the damage that I had done to my joints. Doesn't just cover it up, doesn't cut it out, just helps you heal and restore. Would not be where I am today without QC Kinetics. So if you woke up, you're in tremendous pain in your knees, your back, your hips, any of your joints, at least give them a call. Get the free consultation going today. They got locations in Hillcrest and Torrey Hills. 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. At least go in, make a call, see if you're a good candidate, because you don't have to live that way. You can get back to doing all the things that you love and miss. Again, QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
Idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
DDT on a Wednesday brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Sometimes don't do this stories can be amusing. Sometimes they can be horrifying. This one was just made me sick to my stomach. I finally saw the video, Woods.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty, man. It was a really ugly inning for the Detroit Tigers yesterday against the Cleveland Guardians in a game Detroit had to win. They had Tarek Skubal on the mound going against Cleveland.
Had a 2-0 lead.
2-0 lead. No outs, 2-1 count against Tarek Skubal. David Fry, designated hitter for the Guardians, squared up to lay down a bunt on a 99-mile-an-hour heater. Again, more reason you should never bunt. And the ball went up and in, glanced off the bat, and hit him square in the face.
Ugh.
And nobody was more horrified about it than Tarek Skubal. He threw his glove down, threw his hat down, was completely... It's so much bigger than that massive game that they were playing. This massive game, Ben, for, you know, playoff consideration. He hit the deck. Again, 99 to the face, like right in the face. Loaded onto a cart, taken off the field, taken to the hospital, was receiving treatment. Tarek did text him after the game, you know, checking on him. A lot of people did, I'm sure. But it was, they ended up taking the lead off of Skubal that inning, Ben. Not a ball got out of the infield. He made a horrible between the legs, tried to throw it, threw it away. I mean, just dropping down. They got bunt happy,
swinging
and it worked.
There was a swinging bunt in there. A
couple real bunts, one into the face.
Nothing was hit harder than 65 miles an hour. A little unlucky, but the Tigers are in free fall right now. They had a 15.5 game lead over the Guardians in early July. They had a 12.5 game lead 1 month ago. We talked about the collapse, the once-in-a-generation, lifetime, century collapse by the Padres in 2021. Nothing compare. If
not
the Tigers
close,
miss
right?
the playoffs, and they're still in because the Astros lost yesterday, but they'll pull off one of the great don't-do-this season collapses in baseball history.
Is that 11 of 12?
They have lost 11 of 12. They just cannot find a way to pull themselves out of it. This was the best team in baseball for the first half of the season, and they cannot pull themselves out of it. The insult to injury part, David Fry, because it was a foul ball, he didn't get the base.
Yeah.
He's out of the hospital. Another guy comes in to pinch hit for him, strikes out, but that goes on David Fry's record.
As a K.
Because they had two strikes on him already. So he struck out while being taken. He struck out from the back of an ambulance on the way to a hospital, which really is a don't do this, unfortunately, for David Fry. All right, this story just came out this morning. Brand new details from the New York Post about accusations of head coach Donald Copeland of the Wagner Seahawks. It's a college basketball school in Staten Island.
Oh, my God. I was reading about this yesterday.
Pretty gnarly. Pretty gnarly. According to players and sources, Copeland was both verbally abusive and in the whatever. Like, is this 1950? He says this summer there were minimal, if any, water breaks ever given during workouts.
Basketball
coach, according to the New York Post. If players asked for water, his response was, if you're thirsty, swallow your spit. On one occasion, a player hit a Gatorade bottle in the gym just so they could have something.
He hid it.
Copeland found it, made the players do extra running, the email detailed. You're all going to run until the Gatorade is out of his belly. Copeland allegedly told them. Two players passed out due to dehydration.
Oh, my God.
According to the email, one had to go to the hospital. And then the verbal abuse. A player on last year's team, RJ Green, confirmed that behavior. Green says he was called a, quote, P-word, a B-word.
Pirate?
No, not a pirate. Punk. That's also a P-word. And a V-word. Sometimes he would stand there and point to his private parts.
What curse word starts with a V?
It's in the story. Can I say it?
I mean, if you want to.
It's an anatomical, a female anatomical
vertebrae?
Part. No. That is anatomical. And we all have them.
So here's the thing. Coaches do realize if your players are hydrated, they're going to perform better. If they're dehydrated, they're going to perform worse. Hydration is a necessity for an athlete at any sport. Any sport
really,
you are.
Anyone.
Anyone. Any human being.
Any living creature.
If you're thirsty, swallow your spit. I mean, what dad hasn't said that in the car? Swallow your spit. We're almost home. That is bananas. In this day and age, like, it should be the opposite. Hey, let's get hydrated. We're going to be running a lot today, so let's make sure
really
we're hydrated.
I never really understood, even back in, you know, the 70s, when, like, no, water is for... You're not tough if you need water. Like that? Did that ever make sense?
Everybody needs water.
Do they think that the players are just using it as an excuse to not work quite as hard? Like, if I can just go take a water break, I won't have to work so hard.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, football practice, there is that element of, I'm just going to get a quick water break because you're over it. But yeah. It's also the water. They're not going to eat cheesecake on the sidelines. Cheesecake break, I'll be right back.
I mean, if you're a coach and you know you want to count the water breaks and add them on to the... Okay, we took 5 minutes of water break, so we're running five more minutes at the end. As long as you get them hydrated, though, that's okay.
I just don't understand...
So what's he's under investigation.
He's under investigation at this point.
I just don't understand the whole... don't drink... We're going to run, but don't drink water. It doesn't make any sense to me. No, we're going to run.
Eco water right now?
So drink up.
You imagine, what is this guy, like, you know, 79 years old? He's 41. I mean...
He's a hardo. He's doing too
apparently
much.
Apparently so.
He's doing too much. He's being a hardo. Yeah, he's being a hardo is what he is. Listen, I don't mind a coach getting tough with my kids at all. I don't. I've told anybody that coaches my kids, hey, man, if they're out of line, then, you know, do what you need to do. Now, he's 7-4. Don't call them P words. But if they get into high school and something like that happens, I'm like, eh. But give them water. Make sure that they're hydrated. Then you can do, you know, have a ball, man. You're the coach. It makes no sense, dude. It makes no sense. So, yeah, this guy's going to lose his gig. It's a hard-o move. It doesn't need to happen.
It really feels like we had been past that.
I thought we were,
like,
too.
For a while, there were still some of those old-school guys, yeah. And they finally weeded them all out, and a new generation came in, and everyone just accepted that hydration
is good.
Is good and normal.
And good
not,
for performance.
And not a sign of weakness. So right. I'm surprised that in the year 2025 that you have a coach who is still anti-hydration.
Yeah, as am I. Hydration is a very important thing. Doo-doo this.
D-D mega doo-doo.
Well, she's going to ride off into the sunset. Sister Jean, the beloved chaplain and mentor for my alma mater, the Loyola Chicago men's basketball team. She has now officially retired at the age of... 106.
Man.
6 decades of service to the university and its students. According to the Loyola Phoenix, the school's newspaper, Sister Jean is no longer able to physically be present on campus. She remains a beloved friend, trusted advisor, and loyal rambler, cheering for our teams and praying for us all daily. Loyola Chicago President Mark C. Reed said in a statement. So she is going to take... She's going to ride off into the sunset, Ben. And enjoy the twilight of her life at 106 years old.
Take a cruise.
Love Sister
a little
G.
Shuffleboard.
Sweet, sweet angel. Do we still have the bobblehead? I brought one for you.
Yeah, it's over there.
Sister Jean bobblehead. 106 years old. Yeah, I think you're okay to shut it down right now. Sweet, sweet angel. That's actually her when she was
only
47 years old. Yeah. Been there a long, long time.
It makes me think, though. My buddy Scott just retired at the age of 50.
50.
50.
56 more years.
He should have worked 56
yeah.
more years.
56.
He's not even, he shouldn't even be halfway there yet.
Yeah, you know what? As Jay in the Middle says, her secret to long life, hydration. I promise you, she hydrates.
We
like
should
crazy.
Not be doing this show until we're 106, Woods.
You'll be lucky to get me till 56, just so you know. That's it's too much.
I really hope the Padres have won a World Series by then.
Me too. I'd like to go out. Hey, if they win this year, it could be it. You never know. You better hope they don't.
Don't be a giant vertebrae.
Off into the sunset we go.
And that is don't and do this for a Wednesday.
That do this with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Talked a little bit about the Tigers game and their collapse. We have some more interesting results. We are setting up for a wild, wild last 5 days of the Major League Baseball season in a few playoff races. We can get to all of that and more coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Another opportunity, though, for us to remind everybody that 7 Mile is our place to play cards or just hang out. If you're looking for somewhere close that's open 24-7, that has food, drinks, televisions, a great patio, and plus, the four best card games you're going to find, 7 Mile Casino is the place to be.
Yeah, I feel like we just told you guys. 7 Mile Casino is a great place to go. California-style blackjack, baccarat, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, the card games that you love, smoke-free environment, slot machine-free environment, so it's cool and cool. Like, it's cool
both,
temperature
both
and cool.
Of the word.
Yep, and best part, just 7 minutes from Petco Park.
I told you about the 24-7 players menu earlier. Let me remind you also about the weekend brunch. Yeah, we can sort of see the weekend from here. It's Wednesday. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sammy's. They have a brunch that was voted number one, best in the South Bay. Again, try it. Amazing menu items available 24-7. It's Sammy's at 7 Mile and 7 Mile Casino. Our card room just 7 minutes from downtown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did the New York Mets save their season yesterday? Rallying from a 6-1 deficit to beat the Chicago Cubs 9-7 on a tie-breaking two-run home run by Francisco Alvarez in the eighth inning. What a much-needed swing that was for the crumbling New York Mets. And now they're back in wild card position after the Cincinnati Reds lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates, Woods, 4-2. They fall one game behind. And the Reds are now tied with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who, as we mentioned earlier, rallied for two in the ninth against the Dodgers. Tanner Scott for a 5-4 win. Dodgers, again, blowing a lead in that game. Helps the Padres, obviously, get closer. But the National League wild card, that last spot, looks like it's going to come down to at least the final weekend, if not the final day of the season. The only thing that I miss, the game 163 possibilities were always very intriguing.
Yes.
We won't get one of those. No. They don't do that anymore. It comes down to tiebreakers. And right now, It's the Cincinnati Reds who have the tiebreaker over the Mets, but the Mets have a one-game lead over the Reds, and I believe the Diamondbacks are third in the tiebreaker list as well. So they've got more work to do, and they've got the toughest schedule with two more against the Dodgers and, of course, three against the Padres this weekend at Petco Park. Man. So that's why I think they still only have like a 8% chance or something like that to make the playoffs, even though they're just a game behind. Now, the Padres, as we talked about earlier, though, can't really use any of their better pitchers this weekend because they have to save them for the wild card, which could give the Diamondbacks an advantage going into that series.
I mean, think about if the Diamondbacks go out and win tonight. And, I mean, they're hanging around. You're gonna get their best effort this weekend, certainly, as they're not out of it by a long stretch, dude. A game out.
But they could be in the next 2 days. If the Dodgers win the next couple,
and the Mets continue,
the Diamondbacks could be eliminated by Friday, I believe, because they don't have the tiebreaker depending on what the Mets and the Reds do. So it's interesting. If you want the Padres to catch the Dodgers, obviously you are cheering for the Diamondbacks.
Correct.
The next couple of days. If you want the Padres to catch the Cubs,
cheering for the Mets.
You might be cheering for, well, you're cheering for the Mets for sure, for the Cubs to lose, but you might actually be cheering for the Dodgers because you don't want the Diamondbacks to have anything to play for this weekend. Gives you a better chance to win those games because you're going to have to win those games
to
catch the Cubs.
Jeez.
Ugh. Padres are going to have to win out or 3-1 probably minimum to have a chance to catch the Cubs.
I like the strategy right now of getting guys rest. But all games, you know, like we didn't think it was going to happen yesterday, but it did. You have to manage your team to get them ready for the postseason. And if that means Manny needs another day today, or if Jake Cronenworth needs another day today, hey, man, ride the hot hand of Jose Iglesias, who's homered the last two nights. Get Jake off his feet. Have no problem with it.
And you won. The Padres aren't the only team that has clinched a playoff spot that isn't exactly sprinting to the finish line. Well, look at the Brewers. They're still trying to lock up home field advantage, but they're pitching Chad Patrick tonight
instead of Quinn Priester,
which is, I think, smart. They're trying to get some rest for their starters. The Phillies could catch them. They lost to the Marlins last night, so they're not exactly pedaled to the metal either. These teams that have clinched are taking advantage of the time at the end of the season to back off a little bit. Now, the American League is also very interesting, Woods. We talked about the Cleveland Guardians now catching the Tigers and not only tying them for the AL Central lead with the win yesterday, but they also clinched the tiebreaker. So if they split the next two games, Cleveland will control its own destiny going into the final series of the season this weekend.
And who will they have? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do not know off the top of my head, but I can check really quickly.
Yankees wrapped it up last night. At least a playoff experience.
They had to rally in the ninth inning, but they clinched the playoff spot with a win over the White Sox. And the Mariners got a three-run double from Josh Naylor in the eighth inning. They were trailing the Rockies 3-1. They clinched a playoff spot.
Yep.
Their win with the Yankees win, actually, for whatever reason, tiebreakers, I guess, got Seattle into the playoffs. So they also clinched. We had two American League teams getting in. So this weekend, the Detroit Tigers finish on the road at the Boston Red Sox, another team that has not clinched yet, but won yesterday.
They're second in the wild card.
And solidified their position with a big win over the Toronto Blue Jays, who are now just one game ahead of the Yankees in the AL East.
So Blue Jays are in, Mariners are in, Yankees are in, Red Sox are probably in. Tigers, Guardians, Astros are your last three. There's going to be three teams for one spot.
So the Astros and the Tigers are the two teams that are faltering. The Tigers have that one-game lead. The Astros lost to the A's. They're on the road in California all week after two in Sacramento.
They go to Anaheim
for three against the Angels to finish their season while, you know, Detroit's heading to Boston. So you can't completely count out Houston either at this point. Very interesting last weekend of the season coming up in Major League Baseball.
It is so nice to look at these standings right here, guys, and just see that X next to your name. It really is. And I know that they're seeding and all kinds of things to play for. I know that. To look at that and know that you're not in the position of the Arizona Diamondbacks or the New York Mets or the Detroit Tigers. Imagine being a Tigers fan today, mired in a seven-game skid. Tarek Skubal on the mound last night. Should dominate that team. They started bunting their way on. You balked. You threw one away. You had a wild pitch. You're melting down in real time.
Bro, the playoffs are excruciating enough.
No doubt.
And,
imagine
and
like
late September, mid to late September games are tough enough to clinch. And again, we know there are seeding potential things that could happen.
But to
happen
have
over the
X.
To have that X with a week to go, and I don't want to say you don't care about the games, but
it's
you're not living and dying. You get a week off from that.
Yeah, you're not sick to
come
your stomach.
Tuesday morning, we're going to be vomiting with every pitch.
Think about the Braves last year. Remember what they had to do to get into the playoffs? And then what happened when they got in the playoffs? They were exhausted.
Yeah.
They had no pitching left. And
they had to play
a doubleheader
on Monday, right? Monday after the season to make up games. And
they split.
They lost the first one, which could have clinched them. So then they had to play the second one, which they won, I believe.
Yep. Remember there was a debate, like, if they win the first game, are they going to not make them play the second game because it doesn't matter? And we're like, screw that. Everybody else played 162. You better damn well play that. I don't care if you put out your whole AAA team. You better play that game. I want you tired after a doubleheader flying across to San Diego.
And we bodied them. I mean, just bodied
them. Two and done.
It was just easy. It was the easiest playoff series I've ever watched. I was like, this is great.
Except for Joe Musgrove getting hurt.
That's true. That sucked. But, you know, honestly, like, you look at this and you go, all right, yeah, these games, like, of course I'm going to be dialed in at 1 o'clock today. Well, of course I am. But I'm not chewing my nails. Like, I'm not sitting there pouring shots of bourbon in the middle of the afternoon. And then, you know, if you're a Guardians fan, Ben, you're on cloud nine. Like, you're like, oh my God, we beat Tarek Skubal last night. That run, though, if you actually get to the postseason, I think if you're a Guardians fan, you're pretty stoked, right? Because like, you're the Guardians. You don't spend a lot of money. That's a good thing. That, in and of itself, is an accomplishment. If you're the Tigers and you blow a 15.5 game lead, Ben, and then you get into the playoffs, are you even happy? Are you even happy after the last month of baseball that you've watched from this team?
I think
11 of 12.
I want to get Chris Rose back on the show.
I think if you get into the playoffs, even after blowing the lead,
you're happy?
Even if you're starting on the road, you're the sixth seed, I think you're thankful that you have an opportunity for redemption.
Yeah,
because
fair.
If you don't make the playoffs, you have no opportunity for redemption. No one cares that you blew a 15.5 game lead.
Yeah, you're kind of a laughing stock.
If you then play your way to the World Series, from the sixth seed. So at least you're thankful that as badly as you've played, you get at least two more games to try to turn things around.
This Tigers thing is bananas. They got a great manager. They got great players. They have a track record this year of being very successful. You know, you expect
they strike out a ton.
They strike out a ton, but you know, you expect your team, if you're that good, don't you expect your scuffle to look more like 4-5? You know, we went 3-6. That's brutal. That's brutal. But to go losing 11 out of 12, it's excruciating. It's just excruciating for them right now.
I want to bring back something we talked about on Monday that was designed to give Padres fans a little hope and optimism. And we'll do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gotta get Sue Aller on the phone and let her know it's
Hamashaw.
Hamacha.
What'd she say?
Hamacha Road.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It is. It's a tough one. It's one of those landmines that you can tell native San Diegans from the interlopers sometimes.
Lajala.
Our voice guy, remember, he said Jamul.
Jamul. No. It's hard, dude.
I don't blame him at all. I think he lives in, like, Boston, our voice guy does. He's
you give me that copy and I live in Boston, I'm like, Jamul.
Jamul.
It sounds, when he says it, it sounds like it actually should be called Jamul.
Jamul.
Poway.
Yeah. East County's finest. Go ahead.
Jamul Casino Resort.
So,
you're about to give me hope.
I am. No.
Oh.
No, I'm taking it away.
You're
I'm
taking
sorry.
Hope oh, away.
Yeah, even better.
I'm taking it away. Well, I'm not taking it away. I'm just reminding. Had that chart on Monday about how teams that struggle in September really has no correlation to how they perform in the playoffs. But now, as you look at the Padres heading toward a potential series against the Chicago Cubs, Cubs have lost 5 in a row. Padres have won 4 in a row.
Yeah,
ooh,
means nothing.
Padres have all the momentum here. The Cubs are stumbling to the finish line. And I do have to remind everybody that the inverse is also true. Padres could go on a run, win their last 8 games here. Cubs can lose their last 8. Doesn't really matter.
Yep.
Cubs are not playing for anything right now. They know that. They're resting guys. If you win, you lose. It really has no correlation to how you're going to perform in October. Everything gets reset.
Yes.
On Tuesday. So because I was being fair and saying, hey, don't get discouraged when the Padres struggled in September, I also have to say, don't now that the Padres are playing better and bodying the Milwaukee Brewers, it doesn't really give you any extra confidence going into October either.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It shouldn't.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yeah. That's why I said I don't really care about these games. I don't.
It's the safe approach to take. It's a new tournament. It's a new season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no reason why the pot. I mean, it. I think there are some good things. Jackson Merrill starting to hit.
Sure.
Is unquestionably a positive. You know, that's good news for the San Diego Padres.
I will say this, too. I thought about it yesterday. Having the guys that will 99% be on the bench getting some work and getting some confidence, Jose Iglesias getting some confidence, Bryce Johnson, who's had a really good year for the San Diego Padres in his role and experience, making great plays, getting knocks.
Will we see will we see them in the playoffs or at least in a wild card series? I don't know.
If need be, right? They have your bet. You feel better about your bench. And I do, you don't want to go into a playoff series, Ben, with I got these nine guys and the rest of them are terrible. And, you know, if you do need to pinch run and or defensive replacement, like or get a guy to come in and get a bunt down, whatever it may be, our bench looks better. You know, it does look better.
And getting Xander Bogaerts back
huge.
Is a positive as well.
Yeah,
and I know he went 0 for 4 yesterday, but had three balls with an exit velocity over 100.
Made a couple really nice plays.
And looked very sharp on defense. I mean,
good to have him back.
Hadn't missed a beat defensively. Made a really outstanding play.
Outstanding.
And then made some more routine ones, but nothing really easy. I mean, his balls he had to charge. The timing looked really, really good.
Yep.
He allayed a lot of my concerns about Xander coming
good
back
word.
In one. One fell swoop yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, struck out in the first at bat, and then after that, you know, hit a couple of seeds, you know, right at people, ended up being outs. But, yeah, that's a definite positive as well for the Padres here at the end of the month.
And just getting guys, you know, getting guys off their feet, but the guys that are coming in, you know, playing hard, playing to win. They won. They beat a really good team twice. I'm super happy. I don't know how you could be anything but right now. And I understand the trepidation that you feel about – you know, Michael King, Nick Pivetta, and Yu Darvish and Dylan Cease, I understand that trepidation, but it's no different than the trepidation that really any other team feels, maybe other than the Dodgers as far as their starters go. But you don't tell me that Dave Roberts isn't sick to his stomach about his bullpen and how that's shaping up. Now they have some reserves coming. You're not telling me that Philadelphia is not a little bit nervous right now, Ben. Every team is. No team is infallible. No team is perfect. In fact, the teams that we have seen be pretty infallible throughout the regular season, sometimes they get to the playoffs and they don't win. They don't win at all. And sometimes the teams that sneak their way in with 84 wins go on to the World Series. So it all resets for all of us, you know, after Sunday.
Yeah, it seems clear that the Padres are going to continue to give some guys rest, probably rotate them around. You're not going to, you know, bench everybody for a week, but you won't see one regular lineup maybe for the rest of the season. But there's something to be said.
I mean, off day tomorrow, off day Monday. Like, you got plenty of opportunity to rest up.
Yeah,
that's the right
thing. I mean, everyone will
do.
Get some playing time, but you also, the argument can be made. Playing your fresher guys here at the end can give you a bit of an advantage.
Yep.
The guys who don't have so much mileage on their legs that are still, you know, raring to go. That they haven't had a chance to prove themselves as much this season. Jose Iglesias, he's played a lot, but not anywhere near as much as some of the other guys. You got some guys with a little pep in their step mm-hmm. left here at the end. Not necessarily a bad thing. You see punt when you see the lineup yesterday. You know, Mike Schilt sees, hey, these are the guys that have the most left in the tank because I haven't been using them as heavily all season long, and they're playing against guys who have played 152 games already this year. Can actually give you, you know, maybe not as talented, but can give you a bit of an edge there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited for it. I'm so excited to see how it all shapes up. And you know, if you win today, Ben, it's a real possibility that you're hosting games at Petco Park. I mean, it's a real possibility, which would be incredible. Still need some help.
I would think, yeah, we'll know a lot in the next day and a half.
Yeah, we said that yesterday.
We did. We're like, and we know
if
more.
We win today, then
and we do know more
we do.
Today.
We're going to do this till the end of the year, by the way.
Yeah, if the Padres win today and the Cubs lose again, Tomorrow's off day will be very interesting.
Yes,
because it'll just be watching the Cubs. Yeah. Because you know, by Friday, the Padres could control their own destiny, and that changes things a little bit for sure going into the weekend. All right, second half of Ben and Woods includes Jesse Agler.
We got a very special invite I wanted to go over.
All right, and a very special invite.
Yeah, you weren't aware of this.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, coming up next.
All right, stay tuned. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.